This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Gotta love men because they're straight to the point. And I saw this one that said, if socialism is so good and capitalism is so bad, then why aren't caravans headed to Venezuela? And no matter what I say to you, that in it, that the essence of that is exactly what people should be thinking about. I mean, that's the beauty, you know, brevity. It's the beauty of it. The catchphrase. In fact, I was having a discussion with a friend of mine who's for the life of us, she's like, Kevin, I don't understand why your message doesn't resonate and reach others. She goes, except it may be too complicated. And I'm like, how's it complicated? You know, we're watching this country go downhill decade after decade. They use any special interest group, but particularly blacks are used overwhelmingly. And we can't see the trend. So when black conservatives come out here and speak out on behalf of sanity, of the conservative movement in every possible way, the anti-Semitism, we felt it being anti-blacks, the so-called discrimination against women with wages, etc. We felt it as blacks. There's not a problem that this nation faces that we as that black folks haven't felt at some point. So, what great emissaries of people that are willing to say, look, despite all these things, despite all the trials and tribulations and the oppression, we can overcome. Are you kidding? People don't want to support that message? I mean, wow. I got to tell you, there are days where I just want to go back into management consulting, solving problems that are solvable, that people want to solve. Because I got to tell you, sometimes the conservative movement makes me scratch my head. Do you really want to solve problems or not? Do you want voices like mine out there? Here's what I will tell you. You know, friends of mine go, oh, Dennis Prager's coming to town. You know, he's going to speak at somebody's private, you know, home, raise $500,000 for Prager, which is fine. I think that's great. I love what Prager does. And it's from a perspective that is certainly well thought out. Dennis is an intellect, no question about it. But I think about some of the things that come from the group that I hang around, the Michael Bowens of the world, the Charles Loves, and the things that we come up with. And I'm going to tell you something. You don't hear it anywhere else. And it's real solutions to real problems. I feel, you know, I'm just telling you, as a management consultant, and when I went to go into some multinational company, you know, that is tired of leaking $1 billion a year in some area of their company, and they set me on that task, I had one mission. Solve it. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Our problems are solvable. Not easily, but they are. Quite honestly, it is easy. And it's a matter of how much time, energy, and marketing are we willing to put into reviving the message or revitalizing the message. So when I was talking with my friend, her name is Susan, and she did this. This is what she does for a living. We both did, but I told her, I said, sometimes, Susan, I feel like I'm in the weeds with this. I'm in the forest. And I'm chopping down bamboo trying to figure it out. And I'm looking up going, okay, which way is the sun? Which side of the tree does the moss grow? You know, and then when it's evening and I'm still lost, I'm looking up at the North Star going, okay, I guess I was going in the wrong direction or whatever. She goes, I get it. She goes, you are too close. What's the defining message? And I said, I could give you cliches, change the paradigm. But the key is, making people think differently about a problem. And as I've said many times, stop being sanctimonious. I think it's a marketing issue more than anything. So at some point, I'm going to figure it out. I do believe in a loving, living God that's going to tell, and I think he's leading me in the right direction to say, Kevin, here's where you're going to end up. And I'm going to tell you, it's a scary thought to, because when I was a management consultant, I knew I had these deals. This was in my pipeline. This is how much money I was going to earn, et cetera. I wasn't at the mercy of people going, hey, Kevin, can you come speak? You know, there's 5,000 speakers out there. I'm really good at what I do, but I don't pursue it. I don't have a team that does it. There are people that have nothing but professional development. They go out and look for money for organizations. There are people that develop them. What we are, let me tell you what we are. We're just creative. We're creative folks. We look at a problem, we go, oh, I know how to solve that. And then we kind of have to twiddle our thumbs because we're understaffed, underfunded, all that. I'm not complaining, by the way. I do believe that all, whatever's happening, whatever trials and tribulations you go through, you're meant to go through it. It's meant to give you some sort of clarity as to where do you go next? What do you do? But let me tell you what. Here's what I can guarantee you. This movement needs new thinkers. People that come up with memes. If socialism is so good and capitalism is so bad, why aren't caravans headed to Venezuela? Why aren't caravans headed to Mexico? You know, if America is so bad, or we need to lighten America, or darken America, why don't we need to lighten Africa? You know, and it's not even that, these aren't difficult to think. I always used to joke, me and Melissa would always joke about, in order to move up, one must understand what it is to move down. You know, you don't have to be a yogi or guru to understand that the world works in the yin and yang, equal and opposite. Probably oversharing. But we're looking for 500 absolute warriors for Kevin Jackson. If you like my work in any way possible, I'm telling you right now, you got to step up. This is where we need you. Because I've got to make a lot of decisions to determine what direction we're going to go. And I need to know who's going to back us. And I know there's a lot of people out there doing it. You guys text me. You know, Ann and I are practically family at this point. And Andy, what is it with the Ann's and Andy's and Andy's and there's Brother Bob and others. But the point is, you got to step up because we have to figure this out. This is not, I don't even want to think of it as a game because I know, you know, it's not a game. This is true the way that we're going to impact politics in our lives. And I may feel like I'm one lone voice, but I'm telling you, it's an important voice. And it's a voice that gives voice to a lot of people. And I don't care how many reach this show. I know this. Millions of people feel the way that I do. And feel the way that you do. We'll be back, folks. Keep it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retooled things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network, items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely, products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I don't know that I've ever seen polling like this. This is astonishing numbers. Wow. Donald Trump dominates. And a lot of people may not like hearing that, but not according to the polls. He dominates. And I don't know, you know, what when I give you these numbers, you'll see what I'm talking about. And it'll give you an idea of who's really in the game and who's not. And as I mentioned the other day, you know, some of these people are just, they're going to go by the wayside. And the question for a lot of people is, will these people support Donald Trump? And I think they will, ultimately. They certainly can't support what Joe Biden is doing. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Real Clear Politics average going to 1022, which is obviously a few days earlier than before this particular broadcast. But we've got Trump at 58.8. You might as well say 59. DeSantis at 13. Nikki Haley at 8.3. Ramaswamy at 4.8, Pence 3.4, Christie 2.4, Scott 1.8, Burgum 0.6 and Asa Hutchinson 0.5. Trump has an average of 45.8% lead, the spread over the next competitor. 45.8%. The highest that he's ranked in a poll is 62% Morning Consult. And the lowest he's ranked in a poll is 56%. And even there, the spread is 40. It's 56%. The next one, DeSantis, is at 16. Let me see if there's anything tricky about it. Let's see. DeSantis leads. There's one poll where he and Nikki Haley are tied. So that one, I would say, it's not good news for him. The best DeSantis is 17%, but still Trump has a 41% lead at 58 rather. I'm looking. Here's what surprises me most about these polls. So Pence, 3.4%, is right in the middle. He's in the mean, but he polls under Ramaswamy, Haley, and DeSantis and Trump. He's barely ahead of Christie, and there are some polls where Christie's ahead of him. Let me think, is there anything else? Yeah, and there's a poll where Tim Scott is ahead of Pence. So for all intents and purposes, I can tell you who's out of the race. Hutchinson, Burgum, Scott, Christie, Pence, and Ramaswamy. So if you want to call it a three-person race, it's Trump, DeSantis, and Haley. And even if you were to move those votes over to DeSantis and Haley, Trump still dominates. Average of 59%. If you gave all the other votes to DeSantis and Haley, they'd be splitting 41% of the vote. That's domination. And here's what's most interesting about the domination. It's domination when Trump is under fire in every direction. And I always keep coming back to this because this is the critical thing for me. Why is it that Republicans don't embrace this? I don't understand this. Embrace the idea that the guy is the front runner and then call off the dogs. I keep coming back to imagine what Trump would be if everybody got out of the race. In fact, when one of my friends called and said, "Hey, Kevin, I'm going to have the governor call you." And I was like, "Okay, whatever." But if I had spoken to DeSantis, I would have said to him, "Can I speak to you frankly?" Yeah. The best political move for you right now would be to get out of the race, endorse Trump, say, "You know what? While a lot of people don't like his style, I believe he's the best guy for the race right now. That's why I'm going to get out. And I think it's in the best interest of the Republican Party to do so." Can you imagine the ripple effect that would have? Even at the level of, I would go down as far as Ramaswamy, but if even a Christie, because he's such an anti-Trump, if he did it, if Asa Hutchins did it, because he's anti-Trump, and Burgum, not as much, or some of the others, but Tim Scott, not so much, even though it wouldn't hurt, but if Nikki Haley or DeSantis did it, that would be a career-making move for them. Contrast what's going on with Trump with what's happening with Joe Biden. They said in aggregate surveys, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Trump leads Biden by 4 percentage points. Now, keep in mind, he was double digits ahead a while back, and they're acting like now it's just 4 percentage points. They said 13 months from Election Day, Biden lacks the backing of 14% of voters who supported him 3 years ago, compared with a 9-point attrition rate among Trump supporters. I frankly don't believe those polls, but it's even though it's positive for Trump, I still don't believe them. I think Donald Trump wins in a landslide against any Democratic component if the election is fair. They go on. Roughly 3 in 4 swing state voters say that the country's economy is headed down the wrong track, and they are more likely than not to say that their personal financial situation was better off under Trump than it is under Biden. It reveals that Biden's Bidenomics pitch is not breaking through. How could they even expect that Bidenomics pitch would break through? I mean, do they really think the public is that naive? Here's the next data point. Over the coming year, well, it may not be a data point, but Biden's challenge will be to prove his economic successes and address concerns about everyday cost. The data suggests there is an opportunity here, giving many swing state voters, including those that backed him in 2020. See, this is the problem that a lot of these pollsters have. The people that backed Biden in 2020, they don't vote. They're electronic bots. And yeah, if you're going to cheat in the election, those bots will do whatever you tell them. But when you get down to the nitty-gritty of people living day to day, I'm going to tell you right now, it's rough. It's rough. These people are not, by any stretch of the imagination, enthralled with Joe Biden or the Democratic Party. And they can try to put, you know, lipstick on the pig all they want. This economy is kicking your butt. I'll tell you this. My son, he goes, hey, Dad, you take the car, whatever. I'm like, you got money? Literally the other day, I said, yeah, because he worked for do something. And I'm going, do you have money to put gas in my car? And he's like, yeah, you know, my uncle, you know, so-and-so got $40 when I was working with him in Montana. Okay. Just make sure my car is back wherever it is when you fill it up. Because it was crazy. We went to a baseball game the other day. And, the car had like an eighth of a tank or something. We put $20 in, back and forth to the game, and the car was on fumes. It was, you know, when your thing tells you you've got X number of miles, that's where we were. And I was thinking to myself, $20 to drive to a baseball game that I had to pay $10 to get in. It's sad to say, but people are hurting, and that's good for us, but it's true.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Maine State Police Colonel William Ross said an arrest warrant has been issued for fugitive Robert Card on at least 8 counts of murder, as the victims are still being identified from a series of mass shootings in Lewiston, Maine last night. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump had some kind words for the new Speaker of the House.
As far as the Speaker is concerned, he is a fantastic gentleman, and I think he's going to do a great job. Mike Johnson, Louisiana is going to do a great job. Thank you, everybody.
Israeli forces executed what's being called a brief ground incursion into the Gaza Strip as the war with Hamas enters its 20th day. The so-called doomsday cult mom Lori Vallow Daybell being extradited to face more charges in Arizona. Earlier this year in Idaho, she was found guilty of murdering her son and daughter. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
They're calling what's happening with the GOP a clown show. And when I heard that, I was thinking, well, that's a matter of perspective. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the GOP clown show. Look, I get that there's turmoil in electing a speaker, and I think Trump made the comment Jesus couldn't get elected for the Republic, couldn't get 217 votes, which is pathetic. We have some amazing people that are on the right. Jim Jordan was one of them. And I know Byron Donalds and others are being looked at, and Trump's vetting these candidates. I don't know that that's necessary because, you know, it adds to the freak show. But the real freak show in the clown show is on the left. 844-551-8255. I love it when people try to make you feel a particular way. When they say, oh, well, you GOP people are part of a clown show. Let me remind you of the clown in office right now in the Oval Office. The pathological liar. Who has lied about every single thing on his resume. There is nothing about Joe Biden's life that is pure truth. Not anything that I'm talking about. Yeah, he's got two sons, whatever. Who knows? Maybe he has more. But the point is that anything beyond just the facts, there's no pure truth. There's no pure truth about how good Bo Biden was. There's certainly nothing but lies surrounding Hunter. There's nothing but lies surrounding Joe and Jill's relationship. There's nothing around Jill's resume that's truthful. There's nothing around Joe's resume that's truthful. He was a political embarrassment to the Democrats. You want a clown show and a freak show? I'll give you a president fit for Maury. Fit for Jerry Springer. The guy who built his life on the lie that his wife, first wife, was hit by a trucker who was drunk. Another one of those debunked Joe Biden myths. As is the relationship between him and Jill. Another of those debunked Joe Biden myths. As is Joe Biden being the smartest guy in his class and graduating with honors and multiple degrees and running into Corn Pop and all these other stuff. The guy, he's a walking, talking clown show. And yet, the Democrats want you to believe you're part of a clown show. So they were doing something in front of the Capitol to mock the Republicans. Oh, look at these stupid Republicans. Let me tell you what's stupid. You ready? What's stupid is deposing a president who was doing the right thing. Also, you could place a corrupt, compromised clown into the Oval Office. A figurehead. A guy that's not even making the decisions, and he's doing it. A guy who is so corrupt that in order to cover up his clown show, he's willing to start a war in another country. He's willing to allow terrorists to take the money that he paid them to go bomb American embassies and other installations. I think they're bombing embassies, right? Attacking our installations in Syria. That's what I read. GOP clown show? Because the Democrats have schemed against us to get an actual speaker that we want, and they want McCarthy because he's unprincipled? But we're the ones in the clown show, right? I'm going to tell you something. I refuse to be labeled and for somebody to go, oh, well, you know, here's how you need to think. Here's how you should feel. You're the clown. I'm too smart for that. And I have probably my older brother to thank because he would come in and, you know, come back from college and make these declarations, you know, yeah, blah, 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 you're this or you're that, or defend yourself. And I had to do it early on when I was a little kid. I'll never forget. I don't remember the topic, but Larry comes in, he says, hey, you know, he gave me a play, you know, what, how do you stand on this? And I was pretty dogmatic even early on because I got asked, when did I ask this question, when did you know you were conservative? And I go, I don't know that I knew a label for it, but I know it was around Ronald Reagan. And I watched him speak and I went, that's not a loser. That's a guy who hasn't won yet. And I knew how that felt because even when I lost at things, I didn't feel like I was a loser. I felt like I was a guy who hadn't won yet because I was putting in the time and the effort. But anyway, Larry would tell me, take a position, and I would take a position. And then he would go, but what about this? And you got to defend it. And I would defend it. And then he'd give me another scenario, and I would defend it. And he would try to make it to where I couldn't defend my position. And what he was testing was my resolve. And it happened to me later on in life, and I've told this story before, where I worked for a guy, an Egyptian guy. I was vice president of the company, and he says to me, Kevin, I want to, you know, do a project. What do you think? Will you research it and tell me what it's going to cost for us to do this? And so I did. And I know what it was. I'll never forget it because it was $1 million. And that was when $1 million was a lot of money. And I had made him $4 million that quarter. And he bought a building. He goes, if you can make me this much money, I'm going to buy that building. I said, go ahead and buy the building. And he did. And I made him that much money. But then he came back with me with another project because he knew I would get it done. And he says, hey, what do you think this is going to cost? I said, $1 million. After I studied it for a week and a half or something, I came back into the meeting. I said, it's going to be about $1 million. And here's the data. Gave him the report. He called me in a few days later and said, hey, listen, I think $1 million's too much. I think, you know, we should be able to do it for $500,000. Some of you have heard this story before. He said, you should be able to do it for $500,000. Will you go re-look at it, et cetera? I said, sure. I took it. I threw it into my in basket, and I didn't do a thing. Came back whatever day we said we were going to meet. I said, it's going to be $1 million. And he goes, but Kevin, I want to do this for $500,000. I don't understand why it's going to take so much. I go, it's all in the report. He goes, man, I see this as a $250,000 deal. So he gone from $1 million to $500,000 to $250,000. And he says to me yet again, will you take it back? Will you look at it and see if we can do it for $250,000? And I go, sure. So I took it back. I tossed it in my end basket and I kept doing my regular job. And when we met again, he said, well, hey, so where are we at on this thing? And I said, it's in the report. And he looked at it and it was still $1 million. And he goes, well, it's still $1 million. And he goes, what did you do? I said, I didn't do anything. The second time you asked me, nor the third time. The reason why I did it right the first time. And either you do $1 million or it's not worth doing. That's it. And that's not the only time my resolve was tested. When I got fired from Fox, my resolve was tested. Kevin, just take it back. It'll be okay. Your career will go far. We're working on a TV show. No. You're testing my resolve. You're testing my character. Let me tell you something, conservatives. Let me tell you something, Republicans. Let me tell you something, maggots. Let me tell you something, Tea Party people. You're being tested. These people want to know, are you going to stand by whatever your belief system is, or are you going to let it go? History's full of these stories. People that said nothing, did nothing, as Nazism took over, as people were killed in Cambodia by the hundreds of thousands, the millions, in Russia. You get tested. Who do you think was the first, you know, German that saw some Jewish person getting kicked around and just said, well, not my fight? Same thing's happening right before your very eyes right now. You're going to fight for it? Or are you going to let this whole, I'm just using this one as an example. You're going to let this Palestinian movement take over, pro-Palestine. Woo! Look, the Jews are bad. I don't see it that way. I see two groups going at each other that reason should be able to, you know, who knows? But I know this, I don't think Israel is planning to mess with Hamas until they get messed with. Look at our border situation. We have a legal immigration system that is completely ignored. And the people who do wrong come into this country, and they come in, and they are indeed what Trump said they are. Human traffickers, sex traffickers, drug cartel members, bandidos escaping justice in their own countries, coming to live off of your tax dollars, and there are people willing to do it on the left. But you're the clown show, right? I'm going to tell you something. We may be at the clown show, but we're not in the clown show. We're watching clowns, rhinos, and leftists, Democrats, because all of them should fall under that category, members of the Uniparty. We're watching these guys act the clown and then pretend that, oh, no, we're not the clowns. Well, it sure looks like you are. You got the big shoes on and the big old red nose and the makeup and the red hair. You seem to really be mimicking the clown show. We got to wake up. And you can call me a clown all you want. I'm going to fire back at you because I know clowns when I see them. Clowns on the left. No clowns on the right. But you can be stuck in the middle with me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us, you're important to the country, you're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You know, there's certainly a lot to consider in the world from a geo-global perspective, right? The wars that are going on all over the place and our funding Ukraine and their war. Joe Biden now entering us into a new war with the Muslim world. So there's a lot to be looked at. France is on lockdown because they've got so many Muslims that are protesting that they've got to protect all their French national stuff because the Muslims don't care about the Louvre or the Arc de Triomphe or the Moulin Rouge or any of the other things that are near and dear to French culture. Notre Dame, which they're still rebuilding. They've got 7,000 guards on all their different monuments. Think about the money. I don't know what it costs to have a, you know, annually for those guys. Let's say they're what? 10 francs an hour. Let's make it simple. 7,000 to 10 francs an hour, or 10 euro, which you know they make more than that. So you're talking about $70,000 an hour, which we know that's not enough. They make more than that. But let's say it's double. They make it 20. $140,000 an hour to guard monuments, not to go solve crime, not to do what they were really put in place to do, but to merely keep the hooligans from destroying the monuments. It almost makes you not want to have monuments. And certainly when you look at how the people that, if it's a statue of somebody or whatever, how they feel about that these days. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Thank you guys for checking out the merch and for buying your Trump cups. We're going to do a Christmas version of it here soon. But anyway, just glad you guys are hanging in there with us and supporting what we do. I truly get overwhelmed with the support that we get. And every time Melissa and I have a conversation about how much effort goes into radio and effort goes into what we do, and then somebody comes through, whether it's Ann or Andy or Bob or whomever, you've heard some of the names, but somebody comes through, and it just warms my heart to know that people are out there that want to see people like me survive. And what's funny is survival is probably even overkill, because I don't know that we are surviving, because Melissa and I still put a lot of money into this stuff. And we've had to make some hard choices. But the people that still say, whatever we can do, we're willing to do it. We appreciate you in ways that I wish I could explain to you how much it means to me. You know, a phone call from me is nothing, an email compared to what I'd like to do for you. But anyway, thank you guys. I want to shift and talk. We're talking about all these national things, and I'm concerned about French national treasures and many other things. But let me tell you what the national treasure I'm most concerned about. It's you. You, the national treasure of America. In 1906, Alfred Henry Lewis stated this: there are only 9 meals between mankind and anarchy. And the sentiment was expressed right on the heels of the banking crisis, which led to the Panic of 1907. And I'm telling you, in thinking about what Lewis said at the time, 9 meals. Think about 9 meals. I'm on a diet right now, so I've skipped a couple. I've been skipping a couple of meals every day. And I've seen Naked and Afraid. I know I could skip more. And I could drop 20 pounds in 3 weeks or 2 weeks as a guy. You ladies, it takes a little more effort. But I could drop 20. In fact, I'll let you guys in on a little secret. I've lost 15 pounds in the last 30 days. Because I decided I got to get off my butt. Wasn't releasing endorphins. I wasn't feeling good about who I was, how I was looking. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to get off my butt. And I'm doing it. But here's what I'll tell you. I wouldn't want to have to do it. I wouldn't want to be forced to do it because I don't have any food. 9 meals you miss, and certainly something kicks in. I don't know if that's true, but I do know this. They tell you it takes 21 days to make a habit or 21 days to break one. Don't smoke for 21 days. You can break it. You won't smoke. Exercise for 21 days. You'll continue to do it. Something happens. It's a trigger in your brain. It's been studied. Well, if you miss 9 meals, I don't know what that does, but according to Henry Lewis, he says, we're in trouble. You miss 9 meals and you start going, I don't know where I'm going to get my next meal from. I was watching these nature shows. It was on cheetahs. I love them. I still watch them, even though I know I could be an animal expert at this point. But it was on cheetahs. And the comment they made was, every single day, a cheetah mother who raises her kids by herself, and I see this cheetah mother with 2 cubs, and it made me think about my mom and me and my brother. And every day she's got to hunt. Now, they said she could go up to a week without catching something. But after that, it's dire. The cubs could only go days, they said, because they got a nurse. And at this point, these cubs were actually eating raw meat. But they can only go days. They fast forward. It was narrated by Morgan Freeman. They fast forwarded it, and one of the cubs had died. And they said, I didn't even know this. You ready for this? Only 5% of cheetah cubs make it to adulthood. That's 1 out of 20 makes it to adulthood. But the thing that got me was this. That mother has to hunt pretty much every day, and it needs to be a successful hunt at least once every 3 days. And this is during wet season, dry season. It can be feast or famine. And when it's feasting, it's easy. She could go kill something. The other beasts out there are killing stuff, so it's a glutton. Nobody has to worry about, do I have enough? You know, is it going to get stolen? I mean, it can still get stolen, but you get what I'm saying. But this mother, when the wildebeest herd has not made it, she's still got to hunt. So she's reduced to rabbits and rats. And it's not enough to feed two cubs. Sometimes it's not even enough to feed her. And guess what? If she gets hurt while she's hunting, she dies and the cub dies. Have you seen a cheetah? They are a fine-oiled machine. Anything that happens, she gets a thorn in her paw, you name it, game over. Now ask yourself what we would do if we missed those 9 meals. They go on to say the event was widely blamed on the liquidity crunch, and the same crisis was used as rationale for the creation of the Federal Reserve Bank in 1913 to 1916. Now, it's a central bank with the ability to generate fiat money, money from thin air. And this has led to stagflation that we face today. And the, quote, solutions that are being offered by the elites are worse than the problems that they're supposed to solve. These people believe you can print money to the end of time. Food, as Alfred Lewis noted, is particularly vital to civil cohesion. The human body can survive up to 3 weeks without a meal. But the vast majority of the people in the first world, you're not ready for it. You would panic after a couple of days where you couldn't get food. Think about it. And don't give yourself that much credit. Because if you physically couldn't get a hold of food, I mean, let's face it, you probably got 3-4 weeks worth of food in your refrigerator. But I want you to imagine it dwindling because you couldn't get two other food. What would you do? You would panic. I'm going to tell you right now. The potential for this scenario, they say, might sound exaggerated for people that are in the higher income brackets, but it's important for people to understand that 25 to 50% increase in food costs for most people is doom. People on low and fixed income, they can't handle this. And they said food prices for the average middle class to upper middle class household amounts to around 11% of their spending in 2023. But for people in the low income bracket, it can be as much as 31% of their income. They described it as a pile driver to their wallet. And that's what it is. 31%. Can you imagine almost a third of your budget is in your food? That's where we are. We're at a point where people could start missing meals. There won't be enough food. What do they call it? Soup lines and what have you to accommodate these folks. And what do you do then? If you think you've got anarchy now with people hitting the streets and robbing different stores and doing stuff, what's going to happen when this number really sinks in and people understand where we really are in this economy?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.